Hello, this is Alicia, and welcome back to Talk Tuesdays. Every week, I try to focus on a topic that's in line with self-development, something that we can focus on, some area that we can work on to develop ourselves. Growth is like a constant thing. This week, I want to focus on the topic of unlearning. So, what is unlearning? So, a while ago, I remember having like tea with a friend, tea or coffee, and we're just talking about, you know, the regular growing pains of life and how we're experiencing new things, but mentally we were conditioned in different environments, so we're misreading the situation or we're just having more afflictions within ourselves than is necessary because of what we read a situation to be. So that requires a lot of unlearning. But for me, even today, as someone who loves self-development, I could find myself registering a bias. Like, I know what that is. I know what that feels like. And most presently, I feel like when I operate open, I'm taken advantage of. So it's kind of like taking that on the chin. Like, okay, that wasn't what I was doing, but that's how it was read to you. Okay. And moving forward with that, but still unlearning experiences and not holding on to them. And I just want to make sure I really make it clear for people how important it is and how important just conditioning of life is. So if I give you experience of what conditioning is, if I grew up in a specific environment where the politics were for survival, so maybe things went on there or in that area, or there was just some unsaid rules to that territory that don't necessarily exist if I go travel in the suburbs or if I'm traveling outside of my neighborhood. There's this different world and different politics that exist everywhere that you kind of have to open yourself up to and evolve. It's something I'm constantly reminding myself of, even within work and the culture of working and what that means. Okay, I know what this job is. I know how to do it. And I'm very familiar with it. I want to show up with no bias, right? But I know the job like the back of my hand because I've been doing it for 10 or 15 years. I've been working in fashion. So I still want to show up with that fresh, you know, ingenue spirit to take it on without contributing myself or my past conditioning to the experience. It's a lot of work. It's not something that you specifically can do overnight in the middle of the night or tomorrow. Okay, I'm just unlearn everything. It's a conscious effort to see yourself and really reflect on your behavior to see, okay, I did that. I thought that meant that. What does this really mean? So some questions you can ask yourself is, where am I now? Like, where am I right now? Because mentally, we carry everything with us. We have our brain and our experiences, our traumas, our happy moments, our sad moments. They're with us and they're within us. So just ask yourself, where am I now? Check in on yourself spiritually, mentally, physically. Where are you? Constantly check in with yourself. Ask yourself, are you comfortable being open to new things? Are you able to show up to a new experience and risk, you know, not knowing and being unfamiliar and the time it takes to master a new task? Do you approach new things with an open heart? That's a serious question to consider. And if you're not, it's just a reminder, like, okay, it's almost like driving a car and, you know, putting on a turn signal or any gear. Okay, I use that and it does that. So you get it in from a stick shift, and then you're driving a car that's not a stick. You just have to unlearn that, right? You have to adapt to it. So it's like constantly adapting and changing. I think these things are much easier when you're doing them within community. So this is just reminding me to create that Talk Tuesdays group on so people can actually ask questions and contribute to what's going on. There's this game that I have that I've been trying to play for a long time. I can't find anybody to play it with me. It's called We're Not Really Strangers. And I think if you have this game, or if you have anybody in your life that you can ask personal questions to, that would be the perfect person to kind of have conversations with about unlearning or just developing in general. I think growth, you know, it can happen in private, but I think it's great in numbers, and it's great to share information and knowledge when you get it. So let's just focus on unlearning this weekend. Any questions or anything you have, I'm going to start posting these on YouTube. I'm going to start filming them and posting them on YouTube so we can talk about them more. But I'll also detail fully what unlearning is so you can practice that in your life. Have a great week.